If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Dangerous.
Shake your ass.
Dangerous.
Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Tell me what you're working
Welcome
with.
To it. It is the... Are you done doing your little intro?
Yep.
No, I want to hear a little bit more now that we've started.
No, I'm good.
Now that we hit record. Come on.
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. That mystical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that too dirty? Should we put in a parental warning
what's
on this?
What's the clean version of shake yourself?
Yep.
Shake yourself.
Shake yourself.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Shake
but
yourself.
How could it be? Because it's shake yourself, watch yourself?
Shake yourself. Watch yourself.
Shake the
Show
thing.
Me what you...
Yeah. Watch yourself.
Maybe?
Yeah.
That's a good foreplay song for tomorrow, maybe.
Okay, we'll put it in as
you want to do your thing there, Robbie.
It is the After Show Show, Pepper and Dylan, in 10 minutes or less. How many is too many? Is the question I want to ask here. This
depends
morning.
On what are you talking about?
Well, I was cleaning up the closet yesterday. And you remember how my girlfriend makes fun of my vacuums?
Yeah,
which
that
by
you
the way,
have so many vacuums. Aren't
time,
you selling one on Facebook Marketplace
yes,
now?
Yeah. By the way, we went through them when you were gone last on an After Show Show.
The number of vacuums that you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Four?
I think it was five. Said.
Including a shop vac.
Well, yeah, two shop vacs.
Okay. What do you have two shop vacs
well,
for?
One is like the big shop vac for getting like the big rocks and everything out of the garage. And then one is a small, like bring it to your car, portable shop vac.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which makes it easier.
Feels like if you have the big shop vac, the little shop vac is, there's a little duplicity there.
Oh,
is there not?
Yeah. No, it's really good
okay.
to have.
Okay.
I like having both of them for
All
sure.
Right.
But so my girlfriend posted a video of me. I don't know when it was. She maybe
being
like
cool, I
two
bet.
Or 3 months ago of okay. me vacuuming with a vacuum beside me and a vacuum beside the
yeah,
vacuum.
We saw it.
I remember that video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So she's, oh, you have so many vacuums. So I was cleaning up the closet yesterday as we're getting everything ready for painting and doing the house completely, making it over. I was cleaning out the closet. Like the bathroom closet, the linen closet.
Okay.
And in the bottom of it, there was like a bucket of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it out and there were three hair curlers, three
like curling
flat,
irons?
Yeah, okay. Flat irons.
Mm-hmm.
And a one blow dryer.
Okay.
And one thing I can't even describe what it is. It looked like it was a brush that rolled.
With spikes on it?
Yeah.
Diffuser. Yep.
Is that what that is?
I believe so.
How many is too many? I was like, for someone who's making fun of all my vacuums, like, is that normal? Is that a normal amount to have?
Well, first of all, there are a handful of places, no man's lands, right? Black holes in your house.
Okay.
Under the bathroom sink is genuinely regarded as one of the ones where once it goes under there, you, with best intent, it's going to be organized. Okay, I've got this part here. You've got it in sections, whatever it is. But over time, when you just, you don't have time to put it where it is, so you open the door and just flop it under and hope it lands where it's supposed to land, and that problem builds up. So things get forgotten, things get replaced, things get added, and not necessarily in an efficient manner.
Right.
The second place where this happens is the linen closet.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into any house. You can do any clean out, any renovation, any remodel or reorganize, but eventually, in a long enough timeline, it's going to be cluttered again, unless you're super diligent about it.
That's my hope.
Just
moving
the way
forward.
Now, for her hair tools...
There's so many. I was just shocked.
Two flat irons.
Three.
Two is okay.
What do you need
three
two
Three is excessive. Two, if one gives out.
Okay.
Does she have a, are they different sizes?
I don't know.
Does she have a travel one?
I,
those can burn out in a moment's notice, those flat irons.
I couldn't tell what was what, and so I just put them all back in because I didn't want to.
Was this bathroom or was this linen closet?
This is linen closet in our bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So this is her bathroom.
Must
attachment.
Be nice. Nice yeah. life over there.
No,
holy smokes, a linen closet in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Don't forget, that's next to my jacuzzi tub.
Where do you keep your chauffeur's things?
Oh, well, that's downstairs.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm not a chauffeur.
Very
Get
good.
Out of here.
Okay, what about your pilot and your personal assistant?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Linen closet in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Well, most people have that.
I
have
under
one.
The sink. You have under the sink and an IKEA thing. That's what everybody has.
Yeah. I got a door that has a bunch of wire shelves. It's not that big a deal.
I think
because
three,
I...
What? You always need a backup flat iron. She should have a backup hair dryer too, because those can blow it on a
second. I have a little one,
well.
A tiny little one for when I was doing my my beard.
You blue dried your beard?
Yeah.
You had a beard hair dryer?
Yeah. It's to help
style.
Is that
style a thing?
It. Yeah. Oh God, yeah. If you're into the,
it's too long at that point.
Well, yeah, then that's why it got it.
That's when bits get stuck in it.
It does. It's not.
That's what it was for, just to blow out all the bits. Like cleaning a keyboard.
A crumb duster.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah, she has to have two flat irons.
Okay, I don't know any of the, because she has, she has all the sauces. One, maybe, I don't know. I didn't ask many questions.
Okay.
I just put them back in there, but I was like, that seems like a lot.
Okay.
She has all the sauces, all the ointments, all the sauces. All the things.
I eat them, Dylan.
I'm the leftover guy. I get the hand-me-down sauces and stuff.
By sauces, you mean hand lotion and face lotion and
vanilla.
Soap and whatnot?
Anything.
Bathroom sauces.
Vanilla flavored.
she loves I think she loves the whole process of caring for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Self-care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it too, Dylan.
Good. I just show up for the end. She'll give me the bottom three quarters of whatever one I guess she's bored of or doesn't like anymore. That's what the ones I end up with.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that. We have our different things in our relationship. So whenever there's a new phone in the house that has to happen, it goes me down to her son. That's how everyone gets it. So even if she needs a new phone,
mm-hmm.
I'll get the new phone, give her
my
phone.
She gets yours. Okay, really?
Yeah.
Then wow, what makes you the senior advisor in this entire
thing? Because she doesn't care about technology or phones. Okay,
so that's just for phones.
Sure, but when it comes to any of the soaps or anything like that.
Bathroom sauce.
Yeah, the bathroom sauces, she gets the good ones.
Right.
I just get the leftovers. And I'm fine with that, right? Like we've worked that out.
Now, what does that include? Is that
toothpastes?
Wait a second,
I think she gets bored with toothpaste. She's always looking for the new type.
Okay.
So
you don't share a toothpaste?
No. No, we don't share a toothpaste. No. I think it started because we both like different kinds.
Okay.
She would share well with you.
Mm.
In toothpaste, you and I would never be able to because she likes kind of the spicy or the saucier ones.
Okay. Like cinnamon?
I don't know. I don't want it out there that I like a spicy toothpaste. No, right?
You like lemon.
I don't want that getting out there.
You like lemon and you like
the lemon lavender.
Lemon lavender.
Yeah. Oh, she would love a lavender.
Does she want a bottle? I'll give you a bottle.
If you could do that, I bet you she would make her like
the buka stuff.
Buka.
Why don't you get her a lavender?
You know what?
Her favorite thing.
I bought about 30 bottles.
No,
of it.
You
I spent
didn't.
Like 200. What did I get? I got one. I spent almost $200. And I got, they're $20 a tube, I think, or something. I can't remember. But I got a bunch of backups.
Yeah.
So I'll bring her.
She would love you for that.
Yeah. The dentist that I go to, this is the toothpaste.
It's fluoride free?
Yeah, fluoride free.
She'd think this is special.
Okay. You know what?
You want to be special?
Yeah. I'm bringing it in.
Okay. Are you going to remember or you're not going to remember?
I'm going to remember.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't I remember?
Robbie, he doesn't remember some things, right?
Sometimes. You're pretty astute when you care.
When it comes to bringing somebody something.
You love bringing somebody something.
Oh, I love bringing somebody something.
You love bringing somebody something.
You want to know why? It might seem selfish to you, but hey, what do you care? You get the something.
Yeah.
You know what I get?
The satisfaction of bringing something.
I get the thank you. I love a good thank you. I love, that was so kind of you.
you're so thoughtful.
That's what I love being told I'm thoughtful. Yeah. Okay, so you guys don't share toothpaste.
No.
Wow, what about mouthwash?
We share mouthwash.
Okay. You go right out of the bottle or you pour into the lid?
No, we're right out of the bottle.
Yeah. Like a boxing trainer.
Yeah, we share mouthwash. We don't share shampoos or body wash.
Well, you don't have any hair.
No, but I still use shampoo. Still oils that come out of my head.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, no, so we don't share those. And then she has her sauces. And I don't touch them because I don't want to get in trouble.
Expensive.
She has
$300.
Anti-aging serums and stuff. Yeah.
She has some expensive things.
So her side of the bathroom counter looks like a laboratory.
Yes.
And yours just looks like...
I got three or four little bottles.
Looks like what some hotels would look like after somebody leaves.
Right. I got a little deodorant. I got a little bit of aftershave. And I got a spritzer in a cologne form.
Yeah, okay.
That's the end of my stuff.
Okay.
I don't really got a whole lot other than that. But so, I mean, we've worked it out where I'm fine with that. And she's fine with the technology upgrade goes to me
mm-hmm.
because we're happy with that situation.
Okay.
So, I was just asking, Because I pulled all these things out and I thought, well, this seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is, but if there's the justification that I'm going to go ahead and presume here, okay? Uh-huh. And I might be wrong, you may want to go and check on this.
Okay.
But the justification to me would go that one is her main hair straightener.
Mm-hmm.
The second one would be travel or in case first one dies. Because you can't get caught with half
straight
hair. Do you
not travel with the same one? Like, I travel with my toothpick.
I need to know the sizes of these things. Were they all the same size or are they different sizes? One could be a travel. Was one in a little case?
Did
one
come in? Do they make cases? I would like that.
Well, they make little bags.
You can have them. I would like a little bag. That would be nice. Yeah.
She's only had the one diffuser.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that was. It just looked like
she had one hair dryer and two curling irons as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, they die. They burn out.
You know what I want to do?
So I think that's okay. Now, should they be stored together? I don't know about that.
But I
believe that they should be stored in a different space.
Okay, like each one?
Yeah, like I think like if it's in the bathroom, but again, you've got this bathroom pantry and this miracle bathroom that you live in here that was on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yes, of course.
But like if it's, see, I would say like one should be under the sink, the other one should be in the in like the linen closet or the pantry. I don't think they need to be both as readily accessible as they are.
Well, that's my confused opinion. I was confused by the whole situation. But I'll investigate it because there's certain things that like we all have that like we hoard, and I was just wondering maybe she hoards like
hair straighteners.
I didn't know
that's a thing. She collects hair straighteners.
Like I have a thing with pans.
Oh, me too.
I got this real pan situation in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have some really nice pans that I don't use because they're too nice to use.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm convincing myself, hopefully by the end of the week, that I'll use these pans because I've had them for 3 years and haven't used them.
Yep.
And I'm just like, what am I doing with this?
I have so many pans, but the ones I get are cheap and they warp.
Right.
So I would go through like a new pan every 3 months, mm-hmm. and I have like this graveyard of pans. Now I'm on cast iron.
Right. Good.
And that's gonna last, but yeah, I just can't seem to part with these warped pans.
So pans is your thing. And every time you see a good deal on a pan, you got to buy a pan.
God, so many damn pans. I don't even know what's wrong with me.
Right.
But yeah, so then I'm not like attacking her because like maybe that's her thing, right? She likes flat iron.
When my fiance moved in, she made me Marie Kondo my bowls.
Oh, yeah, bowls.
A lot of mixing bowls. Too many mixing bowls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had to do that when we moved in together because we were like both brought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marie Kondo, she doesn't get enough credit.
No, she's right in everything she says.
Yeah.
And trust me, I've got a long list of things I'm getting around to doing.
Still.
The one that grows in our house, and again, we have access to four children. My son is kind of...
Water bottles? Is it water bottles?
Water bottles, 100%. Water bottles and travel mugs. Every time I look in that cupboard, there's four more.
I hate them.
There's two more missing, and then four new ones come in. It's like they're gremlins.
Like I love a good...
It is multiply.
I'm a huge fan of the Yeti water bottle. Yeah. I know that some people will say it's ridiculous and too expensive. I love it. I have a water bottle and I have a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Then I have a water bottle for at home.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I want.
Yeah.
But like every like little function you go to gives you some stupid water bottle.
Yes.
And they're the cheap, gross plastic ones that suck. But you, for whatever reason, they all end up there.
No. Yeah, you got to save them.
Like you ever go to Activate? I got like four water bottles from Activate.
Oh, because you win them with the
points. Yeah, they give you the water bottle for showing up. I don't want a water bottle. Stop giving me water bottles.
When she moved in, we completely hacked down. We just filtered out all of our water bottles and travel mugs. We got it down to the bare essentials.
Yeah.
Within a month, they're like, where are all these goddamn water bottles coming from? Tupperware is another one. And this is the symptom. And I don't know if you have this because your girlfriend's son lives with you half the time and lives with his dad half the time, right? So do you get bringing stuff from that house to your house and your house to their house?
So far, we're lucky enough that there's no food transferring back and forth.
The kids' lunches.
Oh.
Because we're a midweek swap, right? Oh, so we'll bring a lunch bag home or a lunch kit home with their Tupperware. He's got half of our Tupperware.
Oh.
And then finally, Coral went there about a week ago and did a full sweep. of the house? His Tupperware? Yeah. Be like, oh, this is ours, this is ours, this is ours.
Get it back.
She brought it all back, but I already replaced it all. Now I got too many water bottles. I got all this. It's just, get out of here.
Yeah. You need to be on good enough terms with the ex of your fiance.
Can I just pop in?
That you can, then you guys can shop together.
Yes.
So that everything matches on both sides.
Well, that's exactly it, because then it would be okay, but his stuff doesn't fit with my stuff, and then I've got, something's leaning, and I can't sit it inside another thing.
Drives me nuts.
Plus the good stuff. Mm-hmm. I watch like a hawk now.
Mm-hmm.
I watch when lunches are being packed.
If you're taking the good stuff out.
Because I want to say whose containers are going where. And don't forget, my daughter is half with me and half with her mom.
Oh, yeah.
So she's taking some stuff over there.
You don't stand a chance.
You know?
Yeah.
So I watch. Wait. Ooh. That stays here.
Mm-hmm.
Here, try this one.
Yeah. Take a junk.
So I'm using their dad's stuff.
Yeah.
stuff to go in between.
Smart. Yeah, that is smart. How many plates do you have at your house? Because I was told over the weekend I have too many plates.
Eight.
That's it?
Eight plates, eight side
That's
plates,
it.
Eight bowls.
You don't have extra plates anywhere?
Well, in the basement in like an emergency. Yeah.
How many is in an emergency store?
Another set of eight downstairs.
That's
but
it.
Not matching. They're the old ones. Yeah.
Robbie, how many plates do you have?
I have quite a few, but they don't match.
Yeah, because I think I have maybe 35, 40 plates.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I didn't think that was weird, but now I'm hearing
that's
eight.
Way that's too
weird.
Many plates.
Really?
Yeah, eight might be a few too
What happens if you're having people stay for the weekend and you use the first eight?
Yeah, the dishwasher's going to get run more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I got too many plates then. This
well,
is good.
30,
I'm happy
so
we're doing this.
I mean, 12. 12 would probably be...
Yeah, but you need big plates,
rarely
little
see
plates,
the bottom
middle,
of 12.
Mid-sized plates. Don't you have different size plates for different things?
I got dinner plates, and then I got side plates.
That's it.
The matching plates, the matching set.
That's it.
Yeah, but really? Nobody likes the bowls that I got.
Too high?
So we got it. Nah, they're too... They got a square corner. You can't spoon out,
no,
right?
Like
there's
that.
No curve
no.
there.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. They're not good for cereal.
Gotcha.
So then we've got a bunch of side cereal bowls.
Hmm. Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale might have some plates.
I feel eight is like bare minimum.
Yeah.
12 would probably be real good, eh?
I could do 16 maybe. Does that
16
seem realistic?
Plates?
Like, yeah, that's like two sets.
You're having a hard time getting rid of these plates.
I really
What's
am.
The matter?
I don't know. I like a plate, I guess, too.
Go to 16.
Yeah.
Well, you're at what, 30? Oh, Jesus Christ,
more than
man.
30. More.
What's the matter with you?
But you care too much about if they match, right?
Like, I got to phone my girlfriend real quick.
Are they matching?
You
have 32 matching?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we're short on at my house. We're short on spoons and forks.
Yeah, no.
Short on spoons and forks.
Yeah, we've only got eight.
Gorgeous, how are you?
Oh, I have so many.
Yeah, I need more.
We're just on the podcast right now.
Hey!
I'm curious, how many plates do you think we have? Because I said 30.
Plates?
Yeah.
I would say we have 30 of the ones that are usable to Connor and I. And then we probably have like another 20 or 30 that are like special plates.
What are you running in Ronald McDonald's house over there? Why do you need so many goddamn plates?
I think we have too many plates.
You've got too many. Is that too many plates, Melissa?
Yeah, same with bowls. So we probably have about the same. Well, I would say probably... 20 bowls we use
20?
Regularly.
Right.
And then we have like 20 bowls that are like special bowls. Same with pans, pots and pans.
I already said the pots and pans.
We covered
things.
The pans. We covered the pans.
How many would you say is the right number of plates to have?
I probably would say enough for your family and then an additional 6 to 8.
Yeah. Okay. So about 8 to 12.
So 16. Can we not do 16? Seems realistic.
If you want to go down to 16, you should.
Yeah.
You might not even use all 16. Here's a good
I'd
rule
say
of thumb.
Like 12 or 16.
If you
would be
took
good.
All your plates,
mm-hmm.
you should have enough plates and side plates, enough dishes to fill your dishwasher. If your dishwasher is full, you've got the right amount of plates.
Oh, we have more than that, for sure.
Too, yeah, you yes, I know, Dylan.
Yeah,
30 damn plates.
Well, I don't
plus
know
the fancy plates.
Yeah, I got to look into it. I'll look
what
into
is
that.
Is the queen coming over?
You never know when she'll stop in.
Hey, Melissa, I'm bringing you some fancy toothpaste. Dylan said you'd probably like some fancy toothpaste. I'm going to bring some.
I love toothpaste.
Okay.
Awesome.
As much as you love your flat irons...
Yeah,
I only have one flat iron.
You don't. You have three.
Yeah, is one a travel flat iron, Melissa?
No. So one's a flat iron, and one's like a crimper, and one's like a waver.
What are you, a poodle? There you go. There, so you didn't.
A crimper?
You didn't. You didn't. You
how specific am I supposed enough to know what a crimper is?
All right.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye,
Melissa. See ya. All right. Okay, wow. I didn't know we had that many plates.
Yeah.
She was like, she was saying how many plates we had over the weekend.
How many pillows is too many pillows on the bed?
Oh, do we have so many pillows?
Robbie, how many pillows right now? If I walked into your bedroom, how many pillows would be, is your bed, first of all, is your bed made?
Yes.
Okay, how many pillows would be on your bed?
Okay, well, on my bed directly, there's four.
Okay.
But in the vicinity of my bed, there is.
What do you mean in the vicinity of your bed?
10, 11, 12.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get the vicinity.
Where are these
pillows? So I have a couch right next to my bed with four pillows on it. Then I have a basket full of pillows with four pillows in it.
Okay.
And then one extra big pillow on the side.
Is that just in case? You're like different pillow moods?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I want like a body pillow. And yeah, so anywhere between four. Yeah, I usually just keep four or five on
the
bed.
So when your bed is made, you've got four pillows on the bed.
Yep.
How many pillows do you have on the bed?
It's ridiculous. This is another thing. My girlfriend thinks I have too many pillows on the bed.
Okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the bed and six on beside the bed.
Okay, but the 9.
So 15.
You peel those off before you get in the bed, right?
Yeah.
How many of these are sleep-worthy pillows?
3. On each side. So 6 total. But
okay.
But I only end up sleeping on one.
Two are like decorative throw pillows.
Okay, so it goes a memory foam pillow.
Yep.
A really, really small IKEA like paper thin pillow.
Okay.
Then it goes a kind of a puffier pillow that is good neck support.
Okay.
On either side, it's 20. On
okay,
either
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we go giant cushion.
Sham.
Yeah. No, giant cushion, then sham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot. I understand.
And then little throws on top of that?
Kind of, and then
Jesus,
all the way
along. Jesus, halfway
side
down the bed by the time?
It is. It really, really is. I don't know. This is part of what Robbie and I were talking the last time when you weren't here, is just we have too many things and I'm trying to get rid of a lot of stuff. And I can
it seems like you can start with dishes.
Yeah, I'm going to. Mm. This is all good. I'm loving this because I'm going to start with dishes. I'm going to get rid of the extra dishes. I had a thing where I just loved plating food and taking pictures
of
it.
I know you did. Yeah, I know you did.
And so that's why I ended up collecting a lot of them.
And that makes sense.
And like a lot of them are like really, really old antique-y, and I would like find them. Like that's why.
Right.
But I don't need them, I guess.
But your everyday plates, you need no more than 12 to 16.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of everyday plates.
That makes sense. I'm going to
you
want to
save the other ones because you like the way they look and bring them out for certain occasions.
Yeah, they
got to
be in a different location.
But you're never going to use all 30 of these damn plates.
How do you know we're not going to have a big Pepper and Dylan party?
Oh. But would you bring out the good plates for a big Pepper and Dylan party?
Yeah.
Seafood bake.
Oh, Robbie's been wanting to do a seafood boil or bake for years now.
Okay.
And we should make it happen.
We don't hang out enough.
Yeah, you are a busy guy, and
we're all busy.
Pepper's house is chaotic, so you guys want to come to mine anytime you're welcome.
It was pretty nice this weekend.
Yeah.
There was nothing going on.
I don't have any pets. I can also host.
Perfect. I like your place.
I got some chairs.
You got the nicest view ever.
Got chairs.
I'm in.
And a seafood bake?
Well, I might need a new oven first.
Okay, well, let's get you an oven and then get a bake going.
I would love that. Anyway, sort of to derail.
Really came out of nowhere, that one.
Seafood bake. There's no derail.
Well, he was just saying he's got so many plates, you never know when he's going to have a Pepper and Dylan party.
You would for this big seafood bake, of course.
Oh, we should do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. We should do more food-related things, really.
I think we do plenty.
Really?
Yeah,
I think we do. We talk about food a lot, but we don't do the events enough.
No, we need more events.
Like food Sloppy events. Joe Day when we had taco night.
I love Sloppy Joe Day.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
So good. Taco night when we used to have our apartment.
It was great. It was
Why
great.
Why haven't we done a taco night?
I had amazing one in the summer, the nacho thing.
Well, with all your family.
It was your
incredible
birthday party, right?
Yeah, I wish you guys came with
bring
the
your
leftovers.
Own nachos?
No. We wish we came. You
there
didn't
was a nacho
us
bar.
I invited you every day that week, following week, and I made a point of it. Hey, guys, you want to come over for nachos today? I have a ton of leftovers. Like,
oh, it was last.
Yeah, you didn't invite us to the nacho party.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't have enough room, remember?
The leftover nacho party, yeah.
Do you want my leftovers? Coming up for someone's leftovers is
no,
a slap in the face.
No, it was amazing. It was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you bring leftovers. You don't go to leftovers.
Hard to.
The thing is, it's all good. Like, everything was chopped up.
That's
it's
true.
Perfect.
It was all prepped and ready to go.
I had so much. Not to mention garbage bags full of chips.
Yes.
So anyway, it was, it would be fun to do more stuff like that.
Yep, I'm in. 100%. In 1,000%.
Well, we had a message today on the live show, somebody asking if we were serious about what we discussed in the on Wednesday's
yes.
podcast about the last meal.
We and can't
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we are doing this.
It's happening.
We are tying it into Easter and the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be preparing one final meal for somebody. That'll be fun.
You don't have to be dying.
No.
No.
No. Let's hope you're not.
No.
We're just going to just enjoy
But if you are, you might get a better chance of being chosen.
Pepper!
That's it?
No.
But yeah, that's the plan. We will take submissions, and that'll be in April. We'll be doing that, right?
So basically take people what their ideal last meal would be.
Last supper would be. We'll find the right people to prepare it. We'll have it for you. You can come and enjoy it on us. Yep. So that is happening.
It could be anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could just be an ice cream pail full of jujubes.
Babe, we have no idea. What it,
is that a lot? Oh, excuse me. Is that allowed?
An ice cream pail full of jujubes?
Like something like that, yeah. I'll never forget the buffet. The first time I went to a Vegas buffet with you, Dylan, it was the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas. They had a bowl. My arms couldn't fit around the bowl of gourmet jelly beans that you could just take a scoop, a ladle, in bowls.
Oh, we spent bowls a lot of hours there.
And I was just blown away at the extent that this buffet
all
had.
You can eat jelly beans?
It was incredible.
Well, how many jelly beans is all you can eat jelly beans?
But the gourmet ones, you know, like the popcorn flavor, the pear flavor.
Yeah.
That I always thought
the
were jelly
belly jelly beans?
Yes. And I was so blown away that was just, you can have a bowl of
them.
You can
line your me for some reason.
Pockets.
It was like 10 bucks a scoop, I bet.
Yeah.
And you could have like 40 scoops.
Yeah. I got the hiccups. I think we need to.
I know. I noticed that you do. What are we at, Robbie? Did we get it in under 10 minutes?
We got it in under half an hour.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
All right. Wednesday will be Ask Us Anything on the podcast. How are we doing for questions? We could always use more, right, Robbie?
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping a list.
Okay.
But sometimes they're like the questions are kind of evergreen.
Let's get some good ones. Let's get some juicy ones, some spicy ones. Okay.
Yes, sure. Please.
So sure. You can reach out to us during the live show. You can email us.
I hate hiccups.
It's Dylan or Robbie or. Or Pepper at kiss917.com or Robbie's Instagram, intern on Instagram.
You
all
can
right.
Do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll try and do better the next time. Thanks for listening to the After Show Show in 10 minutes or less.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.
Shake your face. Watch yourself.